Kenneth, have you cleared the driveway yet?
What's that, dear?
The driveway. Have you cleaned it?
Not yet, dear.
The bath needs scrubbing as well. It's all over there.
Yes, dear.
And look, you've got some on you too.
Got what?
That stuff.
What stuff?
Look, Kenneth.
Oh, blimey! I'm covered in offal. You are listening to the sound of offal, offal, offal. Scraped up from the abattoir floor.
Go with your guts. Shoot from those sexily swiveling hips. You hip gunslingers, you. Fire all your guns at once. Explode into space. Own your mistake. Embrace your imminent cancellation. Destroy the internet. We decry the digital panopticon. Return to the wheel. Fuck up the Zuckerverse. Tweet no more. Raise the data centers in your mind. Make peace with the personally assigned FBI agent inside your head, for it is you. Resist the flattening of culture. We condemn the blandification of everything into a ruthlessly monetized cultural gruel that seeps through every digital touchpoint. The podcastization of all things is the gray goo of today's cultural landscape. An apocalyptic nanobot swarm hell-bent on the destruction of all that is good and holy. P.S. Please subscribe to our podcast.
Greetings, Earthlings. My name is David Attenborough, and in my 784 years of broadcasting, I have never encountered such a pile of offal.
Packed like sardines, yet upright in their seats, eyes fixed firmly ahead. Where are they going? To the afterlife, to conquer a neighboring country, to sell and to buy. The beautiful symmetry of the steersman at the stern, holding the enormous primitive rudder facing the crew. The pronounced curve of the boat, the men in the middle of the lowest point. They stare straight ahead, but their backs are to their goal. They are rowers, after all. Not a boat, but the model of a boat, less than a meter long. Why does it move me so much? When I first see it in the Egyptian section of the refurbished Ashmolean Museum in Oxford, and now in the card I purchased as I left and which I look at as I write, moves me more than would a life-size boat, a real boat in a real river. Is it the sense of the men crowded into that small space as a community, silently and purposefully moving in their own time, yet in a timeless present, without doubts, without thoughts, plying their oors? Buried in the sands of Beni Hassan, halfway along the Nile between Lower and Upper Egypt, to emerge again in the last century and eventually end up in the Ashmolean. I am not interested in Egyptian archaeology or in ancient Egyptian naval technology. I am not interested in this boat. The silence of these men moves me. It speaks to me. Let me try and make its quiet voice heard.
Hello, consumers. My name is Gwyneth Paltrow, and I like to take my offal through a tube.
You are listening to the sound of offal. It's a worst case scenario.
Slick Rick's prison food. Breakfast, 5 a.m. Cereal, milk, some fruits, maybe some scrambled eggs. Just the regular shit.
Afternoon meal, 4 p.m. Maybe a sloppy joe. Mech with meat, rice with fish in it, or some other shit.
Hi, I'm Barack H. Obama. You may remember me from such institutions as the United States government. And Michelle and I would like to personally recommend you feast on some offal this Thanksgiving.
Of all the species we humans have domesticated, the pig reminds us most keenly of our prior uncivilized state. The fact that we share an internal organization, our viscera mapping so neatly onto those of the porcus that we are on occasion described as the long pig, is certainly a factor in this uncanny relationship. What disturbs more, though, is that the pig has been on the journey with us all along, helping us to clear the ground beneath our feet and to dig the earth for our crops as soon as we were building shelters. The pig has witnessed and collaborated in our behaviour as long as the dog, and has offered far less in the way of affection to endear itself to us. The dog knows where the bodies are buried,
because it helped us to dig the holes. The pig did away with the need for the holes.
We will be pleased to announce the following appointment. The Right Honourable Simon Yassin, MP for Bromley North, has been appointed Minister for Restitution and Gender Counter-Narratives. Simon has values. He lives on the common with his dog and two pets. In younger days, Mr. Yassin smoked half a leaf and was a tireless campaigner for the rites of passage. He looks forward to a bright future and a phosphorescent horizon. The Right Honourable Rhodes Brand, MP for Armnock, has been appointed Minister for Absolute Justice. Now Professor of Panopticon in the School of Computing, Digital Media and Design at the University of Edinburgh, he runs workshops with prison inmates which highlight the interconnectedness of all people through shared connections, including online. The Right Honourable Ian Kinahan, MP of Wilkdale North, has been appointed Minister for the Proletariat and Welsh. Mr. Kinahan was manufactured from a range of old leather goods. His principles exist. One lucky local constituent was heard to comment that his opinions were frequent. He pities you. The Right Honourable Antoinette Harris, MP, has been appointed Minister of the Women and Ecumenical Curiosity. Harris has fathered a dozen critters. In her role as chair of the Society of Benches, she rarely wavered. She lives.
Another man's shoes. After a mix-up at the gym, Ian Bennett has to learn to live in another man's shoes. Chef of police. After an administrative error, a Michelin star chef is hired to solve a triple homicide. Copy and paste. Passive-aggressive cop pairing, copy and paste, are called in to investigate a series of missing illustrators. Day rate. A freelancer's rent is put in jeopardy when he is taken hostage. Exorcise your demons. A man convinced he's possessed gets a gym membership. It's all relative. Zany exploits of Einstein's son's attempts to open a foster home. Marx and Spencer. A communist law enforcer is livid when paired with a capitalist with aspirations of opening a supermarket. Mic drop. When a terrorist takes a karaoke booth hostage, a party must literally sing for their lives. Roll with the punches. A struggling boxer takes on a night shift at a bakery. The Cracker Addict. Harrowing tale of one man's battle with dehydration.
Awful. Nose to tail listening.
Dost thou desire to live awful?
You have been listening to the sound of awful.
If you'd like to get more awful, straight down your feeding pipe, send a WhatsApp to 0330 1336523.